This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, it's Health and Safety Made Simple with host Matt Jones on Health and Safety Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to Health and Safety Unplugged here on Plains FM 96.9, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. The mission is to dispel those myths, provide clarity and help business owners and their staff sleep easy at night knowing that you have health and safety under control. In today's episode, we take it right back to the basics and explore exactly what is required of a business, no matter what shape or size, and also let you know about some exciting events and a brand new radio show coming up all this month. The show is sponsored by Advanced Safety, the locally owned health and safety consultancy with an international presence. Be sure to join the discussion on the Facebook group page, New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals, where you can post your most pressing questions and share those stories with others. So sit back, turn up the volume, and be prepared to hear some inspiring ideas and some wonderful music. You're listening to Health and Safety Unplugged here on Plains FM 96.9. And as you may have heard, we're taking this show back right to the basics of health and safety. I recently undertook some training. I volunteer my time from time to time at ARA Institute, where I mentor and teach undergraduate students who are taking business or HR papers about the basics of health and safety. And I'm really pleased to say that ARA Institute are actually training health and safety as part of one of their papers, which is awesome. And I'm really proud to be able to support and assist them and give some of my time back to the broader community. Now, during my session with them, it became quite clear that although they knew some of the technical terms and some of the technical jargon that comes with health and safety, when it was really boiled down to the core basics of what health and safety is actually trying to achieve in the workplace, it was a little bit less uncertain. So I thought I'd bring some of the things that I learned during that session with them to the show and to simply walk you through what good looks like and perhaps some of the pitfalls and things that you need to look out for when you're trying to manage health and safety in your place of work. So we have the Health and Safety at Work Act, which came into play on the 1st of April 2016. So it's been around now for 4 years, and we should now be quite familiar with it. I say the word should in commas, really, because let's face it, who has the time or the energy to read legislation, let alone put it into practice in work scenarios. So what I wanted to do today is to simply walk you through the basics of what you should consider and how you can put that into practice. So the Health and Safety at Work Act requires companies and undertakings to have some basic things in place. It requires them to have a hazard and risk register. Anything that has the potential to cause harm, you need to record that on a document, whether it's on electronic or on paper-based. It needs to be recorded somewhere. If you can eliminate that hazard and those risks associated with that hazard in the workplace, then by all means, get it out of there. If you can remove that knackered old piece of equipment that's been causing nothing but trouble for years, replace it with something new that's going to stop harming people and stop damaging your property. If you can't remove it, if you can't get that hazard or risk out of the place of work, you then need to put it onto that register, and you need to make a note of the types of controls you've put in place to make people as safe as they can be when they are working around it. Now, some of the types of hazards and the types of workplaces that we often come across can be as exciting as a construction work site where we've got tractors, diggers, cranes, mobile elevator work platforms. All of those things bring numerous hazards and risks with them, all the way down to the office environment or to the post office or a shop environment where we have public interaction, we have slips and trips, we're all using electrical equipment. All of those bring hazards and risks with them also. If you come a bit unstuck as to what kind of hazards you've got in your place of work, a really good place to start and to have a look is the WorkSafe NZ website, where you can actually drill down into all sorts of types of businesses and industries. They've got a really nice animated way in which to present the familiar and the likely hazards that you will come across in your industry. And you can copy, you can piggyback what they've put on their website, and you can use that as a reference, okay? As well as a hazard and risk register, you also need to record incidents and accidents. You need a means of engaging and communicating with your staff. Recording those events is also very, very highly recommended. And you also need to have a hazardous substance register. So if your business requires diesel or petrol to be stored, you need to make a note of that. Or if it requires known hazardous substances for whatever processes you guys undertake, you need to record what they are, the quantities, and also refer to the safety data sheets that should come with those products when you purchase them. Or if they don't, you can always do a brief Google search, and those safety data sheet information is almost always there. Refer to it because it tells you exactly what you need to know in terms of storing it, in terms of the types of protective equipment you should use with it, and also when things go wrong, what type of response you should follow, whether you should promote someone to drink water if they've swallowed something they shouldn't, or if that you should simply call an ambulance and wait for them to do their job. All of that information is readily available online, and really is also readily available on WorkSafe NZ's website too. Okay, so in a nutshell, those are the types of things that you must have in place. Now, WorkSafe New Zealand, the regulator, they're the police force that, you know, make sure that businesses follow the Act, require all businesses to have what's called a safe system of work. Often that starts with a policy, a one-page statement signed off by the company owner or the CEO or the directors, simply saying that we recognise our responsibilities under the Act and we will do everything in our power to make everyone safe and to encourage people to take responsibility for themselves. End of. Okay. Now, what sits behind that document is where all the magic happens. A safe system of work can, and as a business owner, as a health and safety consultant, I recommend our clients to do, is to have a manual that sits behind that policy statement, which simply spells out exactly how hazard and risk identification takes place, how we manage incidents and accidents, how we record incidents and accidents, how we ensure that all of our staff have been trained and are aware of what they need to be aware of from a health and safety point of view when they're doing their day-to-day activities. This manual becomes the go-to or the reference point when putting health and safety into practice at work. What it shouldn't be is a several hundred page door jammer that a company has spent several thousand dollars purchasing from a consultancy or from whomever that then sits either on a shelf or is that door jammer that just simply sits holding the door ajar. That is not making anyone safer. And if anything, it's arguably exposing the business to even more risk, because within that document, it will say somewhere that the company is doing activities A, B, and C to make people safe and ought to be recording them. If the company isn't doing those activities and something was to go wrong, the regulator, WorkSafe, and their inspectors would be knocking on the door and asking why they aren't following their own safe system of work. And what we know from our neighbours in Australia, who have had a very similar Health and Safety at Work Act for several years more than us, those are the types of things that have been undermining businesses when it comes to prosecution. Okay, they haven't necessarily breached the law, but they've breached their own safe system of work, which they had no idea was even in existence, let alone what it said. So now would be a really good time if you run your own business or are a manager in a company with the new financial year looming. Now would be an excellent time to stop and to think about what your health and safety system looks like in your workplace. If it's simply a one-page statement that was signed 10 years ago, it's worthless. If it's a one-page document but has nothing behind it, it's pretty much worthless as well. You need to be sure that there is a system there that everyone understands and recognizes and knows how to put into practice. So where to begin with all of this? If you are at that beginning stage, or if you do have that door jammer document that isn't doing anything for anyone, a good place to start is to either reach out to a good consultant or a good advisor, or to also look for some advice on the WorkSafeNZ website, where they will point you in the right direction and give you some examples of what good looks like. What our business does at Advanced Safety is we often start by asking questions of the potential client. We'll ask them what types of operations the business does. What is it you actually do? What are you here to achieve? By understanding that, we can then start to tease apart the types of hazards and risks that are in place, and we can start to put together a bit of a roadmap for improvement and get the business in a really good shape within a matter of months, where everyone is crystal clear on what they're responsible for. There are reporting forms that capture all the good stuff that the guys and girls are already doing. And then there is a review process where the management and senior leaders look back and go, yep, this is working the way we want it to, or let's tweak it a little bit to make things even better. Now, if you are looking for some professional advice, as well as Advanced Safety, there is a professional association here in New Zealand now. It's been around for a few years, and it's called the Health and Safety Association of New Zealand, HASANS. And they have a register on their website where you can put in a basic search of the type of industry you're in or the type of expertise that you're looking for, and they will be able to recommend the best consultants for your current needs. If that all sounds a bit too hard, you can always just simply type in Advanced Safety. safety.co.nz and we'll help steer you in the right direction. Some of the questions that you should ask of a consultant. Now, this is a really, really important piece, because often, I'm the same, I will often use the first service person I reach out to. I don't really do much market research when it comes to buying equipment and bits and pieces. But when it comes to getting legal advice, it's just the same as financial advice or insurance advice or banking advice. You're best to shop around a wee bit to find something or someone who fits your business needs the best. And the top five questions, and this is again from the HASANS website, they recommend you ask is, which professional association does the consultant belong to? What qualifications or certifications do they have? What relevant skills or experience do they have for this job? What do they know about your industry? And can they give examples of similar work that they've done recently? And finally, are they happy for you to contact recent clients or existing clients of theirs to talk about some of the work that you've done or they've done for you, they've done for them? Really simple questions, but it can save you a lot of pain and a lot of unnecessary expense if you are brave enough to ask those questions of a consultant. I really do recommend it, because I'm still continuing to find in my daily activities lots of really absolutely useless documentation that's being sold at a premium that, as I said before, is actually unnecessarily exposing businesses to possible prosecution, because the way in which they're structured and written is absolutely useless. So a quick summary of that is that all businesses have to have a safe system of work in place. They must have a hazard and risk register in place, hazardous substances register in place, a way in which to report and record incidents and accidents, and a way in which to record worker participation, whether it's a safety team talk or a toolbox talk or whatever it might be. There's got to be a way of recording all of that good stuff. And that is the basic bones toward a good health and safety system. The other thing, obviously, you need to have in place is an emergency response plan for the unlikely events of a fire or earthquake response plan, particularly here in the Canterbury region. So to change the tone of the show, we're going to kick off with our first song of today's episode. Coming up in the next section, I'm going to be talking to you all about some up-and-coming events, and I'm very excited to tell you about the new radio show that Advanced Safety is going to be sponsoring here on Plains FM. But for now, sit back and enjoy EMF with Unbelievable.
I'm a fool. These times I've spent, I've realized, in the shoot. are unbelievable.
Welcome back to Health and Safety Unplugged here on Plains FM 96.9. The show comes to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. Now, you just listened to EMF with Unbelievable, old school tune, which I thought was quite fitting to what we were just talking about, where there may still be some unscrupulous health and safety advisors out there who may still be continuing to peddle pretty shoddy documentation is the best way to describe it, and what to look out for and the types of questions that you should be asking of your advisors as and when you engage their services. Now, as I mentioned earlier, in the second half of the show, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of events that are happening over the next couple of weeks. Now, March is shaping up to be a big month for advanced safety on a couple of fronts. One is that I've been very kindly asked to talk at an up-and-coming event taking place on the 14th of March at 10 a.m. In our lovely city of Gardens. Now, this is being put on by the Intuitive Life Academy. Now, many of you will be familiar with Rebecca Davison, who does a weekly show here on Plains FM, who has just aired before the show has gone on with the show Find Your Bliss. Now, I'm very, very lucky to know Beck. I consider her a good friend and mentor. And to be part of this this event on Saturday, the 14th of March, is a real, it's pretty humbling, actually. I'm joined with other guest speakers. So not only do we get to listen to Rebecca Davison in person, live, we also get to hear from Kira Joblin, Shirin Sheikh, Sherry Morgan, and Michelle Lindsay. Now, I know one or two of these amazing people from training that I've done with Rebecca and from being out and about in the business world, and I can assure you this is not to be missed. So Saturday, the 14th of March, between 9:45 a.m. all the way through to 5 p.m. It's taking place at the Mount Pleasant Community Centre in Mount Pleasant, just up the road, just before you start getting towards Sumner. The tickets are available on Eventbrite. You just simply need to jump onto Eventbrite, search for Intuitive Living Workshop for Body, Mind and Spirit. You cannot go wrong. Tickets are just under $40, so this is an absolute bargain. Now, just a quick summary about the event. So I'll just quickly read from the blurb. So after last year's hugely successful Intuitive Living Workshop, the Intuitive Life Academy is proud to present another workshop taking place on the 14th of March with an amazing lineup of incredible people who have so much knowledge to bring to you in terms of upgrading your health, life, money, and relationships. The Intuitive Life Workshop was born from Rebecca's idea to celebrate all the amazing creators that she gets to work with through the Intuitive Life Academy. So we've got Sharon Shaikh. She is an intuitive life coach, and she is talking to the title, Living Your Dreams Even When It Seems Impossible. We've got Michelle Lindsay, a mortgage advisor, who's going to be talking to us about becoming financially savvy and learning the top 5 tips to save you time and money. This event is all about giving you as much advice and information that you can take away and put into action straight away. We've got Cherie Morgan. Now, she's a naturopath and women's health coach. She's talking to us about menopause mayhem to midlife magic, the 3 steps to energy, vitality, and happy hormones in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. Love it. Kira Joblin, a nutritionist and weight management coach. Her talking title will be Your Intuitive Body, How You Can Take Your Power Back Using Your Intuitive Gifts. And then also there's me. Now, I'll be talking about helping leaders find their purpose. So not only do I have some expertise in health and safety and coaching business leaders and companies to be self-sufficient and to stand on their own 2 feet when it comes to good health and safety in practice, I also happen to be a business owner. And as a result of my experiences as a business owner in today's world, I feel like I have really stretched the boundaries of what it is to be a business owner in 2020, from doing broadcasts, podcasts, radio shows, to doing live webinars online, to coaching and facilitating CEOs, directors, all the way down to the men and women on the ground, doing YouTube videos and using social media to get the message out there that health and safety doesn't have to be complicated. And if we're going to turn the awful statistics that still continue to plague New Zealand when it comes to workplace injuries and fatality, that we have to do something fundamental. Different. That approach has allowed Advanced Safety as a business to absolutely explode in terms of sales, in terms of scalability, and has allowed the business to now be on the cusp of franchising and becoming a franchise operation on a national level. Incredible story. Has only really come through in the last 2.5-3 years, and I can't wait to share that with the audience and to give them tangible, usable, practicable advice that it can be put into practice straight away. And then obviously there's Rebecca Davison, who will be the MC of the event, who will also be speaking to us about being a spiritual millionaire, creating abundance and cash in a world full of lack. I've worked closely with Beck. I love her to bits. She has helped me to understand that being a business owner is something that actually inevitably exposes some of those emotional blocks that you might have around money, about asking for money when you've provided a service, and also standing on your own 2 feet and being proud of what you've achieved. Because often we spend all of our time waiting for someone to acknowledge all of our efforts when that actually may never actually happen. And we have to take the opportunity and make it work for us. Super exciting. March 14th, kicking off at 9:45 a.m. at Mount Pleasant Community Centre. Tickets are on Eventbrite, under $40. It's called the Intuitive Living Workshop for Body, Mind and Spirit. Grab your tickets because they are getting snapped up quickly. And the other really super exciting event that I promised I'd quickly tell you about is that on Monday, the 9th of March, this Monday, at 11 a.m. here on Plains FM, we will be broadcasting the very first episode of the Business Leaders New Zealand. Now, as I mentioned before, yes, I'm a health and safety consultant. I am a health and safety leader and coaching and mentoring as many people involved in health and safety as I possibly can. I also happen to be an owner of a business. It turns out, and I'll be talking to this at the Intuitive Living Workshop for Body, Mind and Spirit on the 14th, At the start of this year, I realised that not only am I running one business, but I'm actually running several businesses all at the same time, whilst being a father to five kids, whilst being a employer, whilst doing so many other things voluntarily in the broader community. So it dawned on me that, yes, I can talk on the radio about health and safety till the ducks come home, but the world of business has really begun to fascinate me. And so I've chosen to create a brand new show for Plains FM called Business Leaders New Zealand. It is sponsored by my founding company, which is Advanced Safety Limited. It's an hour-long show, and what it aims to do is to bring the brilliant minds that New Zealand has within the broad business world. There are some incredible entrepreneurial thinkers out there that have really pushed the envelope when it comes to business. The fact that we're sending rockets into space, the fact that we've got amazing minds that are being exported overseas, all over the space, in the IT and manufacturing world, it just blows my mind. And so the very first episode, we're kicking things off with Hilary Walton. Now, Hilary is the Chief Information and Security Officer of Cordia. Now, she may correct me on Monday, but Cordia are a big company that are behind the scenes when it comes to critical infrastructure around New Zealand. So whether it's broadcasting or services supplies, Cordia has a stake in that. Now, Hilary is a security culture expert, a psychologist, an IT and business transformation leader, an author, a mother of three who is making the world a better place by inspiring more diversity in the tech sector. She leads strategy for information and technology, digital business transformation, and information security. Her diverse background in organizational psychology, risk management, and security sets her apart from her peers with traditional technology backgrounds. She has significant experience from offshore roles. She's worked for MI5 in London and the London 2012 Olympics and Paralympic Games, leading the information security program. She's written books, she's developed apps. Outside of work, Hilary is becoming a very talented YouTuber and is a passionate sharer of digital culture ideas on social media because she believes that digital requires a new set of behaviors and ways of working for people to learn and adopt. Now you understand why I'm so excited about this show. Hilary is the absolute perfect first guest. Her and I have got so many synergies around how business can make a better world in so many different ways, and I cannot wait to introduce you all to her. So stick it in your diaries. This Monday, the 9th of March, kicking off at 11 a.m, it is the Business Leaders New Zealand, the brand new Plains FM show. Okay, so we've been listening to the Health and Safety Unplugged show here on Plains FM 96.9. As you, I'm sure you're all aware now, it comes to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. Remember to jump onto the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Facebook group, and if you're tuning in via iTunes, be sure to rate the show and leave your comments. After all, it is the fuel that keeps the engine running. We'll be back on the first Thursday of April, and as I mentioned earlier, I'll also be on the airwaves on Monday, kicking off at 11 a.m. So until then, stay safe.